With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. We now have some clarification from the WIAA regarding the upcoming 2020 fall sports season in Prescott and throughout Wisconsin. The Board of Control met late last week and they set the following dates to start practices based on risk associated with each sport. Cross country and golf will start on August 17th, with football and volleyball on September 7th. Schedules will then be modified and revamped accordingly for each sport. Prescott High School Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday with an update.
Yeah, you know, the WIAA, the Board of Control, met there, and it was an online meeting that they did virtually, obviously, and people were able to tune in through YouTube, and I think they had close to 4,000 viewers, so a lot of people, you know, anxious and interested on what they were going to do, and what they came out with was, you know, a proposal that they voted on, and it did pass to push back some start dates here for fall sports. So looking at, we'll start off on August 17th. Here in Prescott, we'll have cross country and girls golf will fire up. Cross country, that was their original start date anyway, so not a whole lot changes for them in terms of that. For girls golf, that gets pushed back 1 week. I was actually talking to Coach Soleil today kind of about that, on what some potential changes could look like. And then football and volleyball will both start then September 7th. That is Labor Day, so you might see some things where they go later that evening, or maybe just start on the 8th instead. It depends. But what it does basically is it outlines at least a start date that we can now lock in on. And next week, middle border superintendents and then the middle border ADs, we're all going to touch base. And then we're going to have a meeting also with Pierce County Health Department to kind of look at what our guidelines, you know, what our mandates that have to happen, you know, what are recommendations that we should follow, and just kind of look at how we put this puzzle together. And, you know, priority number one is always the health and safety of everyone involved, and that's what we're looking at doing. And the biggest thing is we just like that we have an opportunity now. Like I said, we have some start dates in terms of what's realistic for us to look at. We'll put together, you know, some dates that we can do some things, and then once we do that, we'll look at what a schedule looks like and what we need to do to make that possible. Concessions, you know, fans in the stands, that's going to be different. That's some things we got to iron out, and we're going to look at what we can do and what's recommended and what's mandated, and set a plan from there. But, you know, in terms of the one thing the WA did talk about is, you know, postseason tournament. They're kind of getting away from that because they can't guarantee anything. So the hope is that we do have a playoff system. It might look a little bit different. It might just be a culmination of the season, say it's a regional championship type thing. But it just kind of depends on the different venues and kind of comfort levels in terms of health and safety and who's able to host and who's not. Like I said, right now we're just focused on that we do have that opportunity to open our seasons here in the fall, and we're going to take advantage of that, hopefully. And like I said, hopefully everyone's safe and healthy and we can get that rolling.
As is also the case with many collegiate athletics for the upcoming 2020 fall sports season, at Prescott High School, it will primarily be conference events, as it will limit unnecessary travel and potential exposure.
Yeah, you know, what we're looking at is a lot of things we're going to be doing are going to be conference only. That way we can, you know, eliminate some of the long travels. And there might be some counties that aren't even allowed to host competitions. So, you know, that might be made for you already. But if you look at a conference-only schedule for volleyball, for example, you know, right now we're kicking around the idea of just a double round-robin schedule. So we would host each team and we would travel to each other site then also for them. So that would give us 14 matches playing each of the 7 conference teams twice to do that. And it just kind of eliminates some unnecessary travel. It keeps us kind of seeing similar foes in that we can then, you know, whether you say you kind of isolate it to just the conference, then if something were to happen, knock on wood, you can look at your tracking and whatnot and narrow it down just to our conference opponent.
Smith and the rest of the Prescott Cardinal coaches are going over all sorts of sanitization guidelines for the upcoming season and beyond. The coaches will be doing everything possible to keep the kids safe this upcoming fall sports season.
There's a list of things that we have to follow in terms of our screening process with each athlete that comes in, and, you know, the tracking is a big thing with attendance, you know, the questionnaire there for the screening. Yeah, sanitization, disinfecting of, you know, things used. Boys basketball, Coach Johnson did a couple of nights, you know, guys could come in and shoot around and do individual ball handling drills and whatnot. And when they left, you could have 9 kids at a time in the gym, and afterwards you have to disinfect the entire gym floor, you know, wipe down every basketball that was used, and the kids could only use one basketball in their own and it couldn't be shared. You know, no drinking fountains, and basically have to show up dressed, ready to go, and then leave right away. And our recommendation is they head straight home and shower. So yeah, there's always guidelines to be following, and, you know, mandatory things that we need to do. And our coaches coaches have been fantastic. Our student athletes have been fantastic. You know, one thing we talk about with them is if you're showing any symptoms, you know, whether it's cough, high fever, muscle aches, is to stay home. When you're symptom-free after 72 hours without being medicated, you know, come back in and things should be okay. But, no, everyone's doing a fantastic job with that. You know, it's obviously something we have to take seriously and, you know, have to make sure we respect the safety of others and the health of others, and everyone's doing a great job with that.
Something else that has been noted with our athletic directors over the past couple of weeks is the trust that we have to have in our kids to not only make the right decisions while they're at school participating in their sport, but also when they're away from school, hopefully making the right adult decisions. The student athletes of 2020 have a little more on their shoulders than kids of the past.
Yeah, I think trust is the biggest thing there, and maturity. We ask, you know, our student athletes to, you know, when they're here, like you said, we can give boundaries or whatnot, protocols to follow. But when they leave here, you know, how they handle their freedom a lot of time is going to deem if we're going to be successful or not. And like I said, you have to trust them. You have to kind of lay out what we're looking at. And, you know, the biggest thing, like we said, is the health and safety of everyone involved and making sure that they're making good choices. Yeah, but the hard part is we're here. Let's say it's the school day or saying it's a practice. You know, you have teachers, administration, coaches, you know, in charge and overseeing those things. But, yeah, when the students leave here, you know, how they go about the decisions that they make a lot of times are going to kind of weigh heavily on, you know, is everyone staying healthy? Are they staying safe? Are we able to continue? And that's one thing we talk about with our students here is, you know, making positive choices outside of the school day and how they impact others and making sure that we're mindful of what we're doing and the actions that, you know, we're thinking about, because it does have a big impact on a lot of people.
That was Prescott High School Athletic Director and assistant principal Matt Smith. And now that we know when the fall sports season is set to begin in Wisconsin, we'll kick off our season preview interviews on KDWA. We have some state tournament news to talk about when it comes to the Minnesota Baseball Association and amateur baseball in the state of Minnesota. Late last week, New Ulm informed the Minnesota Baseball Association that they would not be hosting the upcoming state tournament this summer due to COVID-19. That put the Minnesota Baseball Association into scramble mode over this past weekend into early this week. And if you heard live on the radio on Monday night in our makeup game between the Meeseville Mudhens and the Dundas Dukes, the Minnesota Baseball Association announced that the new state tournament hosts will be in two separate spots around the state of Minnesota. Class C will now be hosted in southwest Minnesota in Milroy near Marshall, Minnesota, with also Springfield helping out as a second field. Meanwhile, Class B will be held in Shakopee this year. KDWA Sports will have more on the upcoming state tournament as it draws near. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.